good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. You're going to be surprised to know that this segment is about guns.
It is. And I'm proud of you for knowing that. You're a sharp guy, I'm telling you.
We're going to talk about guns. John's trying to tell me all the details. I'm like, stop.
You're a Ticonderoga. I'm telling you, a sharp pencil.
Because the first thing he said, guns. And I said, I need no more. I'm the introducer.
That's all people need to know. And, you know, Dan, I'm truly blessed to have you as a friend, have this station behind me and supporting me, and all you listeners. Man, I tell you what, last weekend at Williams Gun Sight, overwhelmed the amount of people coming up saying, love the show. You and Dan are ridiculously funny. I said, you know, it's not supposed to be comedic, you know?
It really isn't,
But it can be with us at the helm.
Sometimes that happens.
And people just stood there talking, and just, it was nice to, you know, face to face. You know, it was very, very nice. So really appreciate it. And
Was that at Williams because you're selling the raffle tickets?
Yeah, raffle tickets. They just went bonkers last weekend. It was last Friday and Saturday we sold so many I couldn't believe it. And we're not even sure if we're going to be able to get another date there because we've gone through so many tickets. And I do have the raffle number. Do you need that raffle
number? So I was going to grab it. Yeah. This is the gun raffle. And we do this right through Williams. They handle all the transactions.
Right.
These guys, they've been doing it so long. They know their stuff. He's got 11 beautiful guns. I'm going to be, in fact, during the show, I'll be less of a participant. I'm going to be filling out my name and phone number on my stubs.
Yeah,
here.
He's got a bunch
picked
of them.
Picked up a few of them.
He's got, yep. He wanted to get them before they're gone.
That's exactly yep. it.
And he does, you know, he knows a lot about guns, kind of.
Yeah,
and he's not John Wick, but he's a sponge, and he does pay attention. For a guy with a photographic memory, I'm pretty glad I got him right here in the studio with me. So.
Well, listen, this segment, we're going to talk guns. We're going to talk some more about the gun raffle and all that's going on in Tommy's heart. But I know you're going to be talking about lever action guns. This segment is brought to you by
Diamond Jim. Oh, I'm sorry.
Diamond Jim.
You can say it.
Diamond Jim's Auto and Tire and Automotive. And all things automotive.
The cool stuff automotive.
They keep you on the road.
Right on Dort Highway, man. They keep me getting from raffle location to raffle location is what they're doing. So we appreciate Diamond Jim so much. Tim Hogan and his whole crew. They're actually selling raffle tickets there for me too. So, and he's a brother Knight. He's in Knights of Columbus with me as well. So Diamond Jim's on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol Road. They've been here since 1977. So that tells you something. Their number is 810-743-4210. And if you need tires or shocks or struts or suspension work done, they do it all right there. And oil changes and lubes and all that stuff too. So get a hold of them. But, you know, it's Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto because, boy, do they do a good job on the tires. So, again, 810-743-4210 is their number. They're open Monday through Friday. So get a hold of them and leave them a message. They'll call you back on Monday or Tuesday if you need them. And they'll be glad to hook you up with whatever you need. And tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. So you can always link to them on our website, too, thegss.com. And you can also, not to hit you with too much info, but you can also email me at shooter@thegss.com. That's John Smith at from the Gunsmith Show. It's me. I'm a real person. And I shook a lot of hands last Saturday and Friday at Williams, and just had a great time out there. So thanks to everybody, the listeners that showed up. Mark Miller, great guy. We had a great talk. And Kevin and Jeff and so many people stopped by and just – love your show. Listen every week, you know, and always
cool.
Looking forward to what's going on. And of course, the camaraderie there. But it always opens my eyes up when I spend a couple of days as door greeter at Williams Gun Sight of the guns people are looking at. And I had the opportunity to be sitting in the lobby there, being the door greeter and selling raffle tickets, looking over at the cabinet where Brent, Williams is a Cerakote licensed place where they do Cerakoting on guns. And they got this one display case there that is Brent's just done a wonderful job on this really cool-looking lever-action gun. And it's kind of one of the modular ones. It's one that looks like it's paramilitary a little bit, but the color choices he made were great. It was a copper color and a grayish color. and was special. They're showing off some of their special sights from Williams on the gun, and it's in the display case right there when you walk in the door to the right now. The amount of people that stopped and oohed and awe, you'd thought it was a ancient reptile or something display, because it's just like, wow, look at this, Dad, look at this, Mom. You know, and everybody's staring at this gun. It is beautiful. They did a fabulous job on it. It's actually out on their website right now. But the people that were there looking at lever action guns, and you forget that lever action guns are Americana at its greatest. They are being built all over the world, being shipped to America to sell to Americans, and in every shape, color, and size you can imagine. Lever action guns are still a huge hit. You know, last weekend we talked about the America's rifle, you know, the AR,
yep.
And they are huge in America. But lever action guns.
That's the original. The OG.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's OG to the max. I mean, it is what it is.
The Rifleman.
Oh, yeah. Chuck Connors.
Yeah.
You know, and how about the mare's leg, the little short one that Steve McQueen carried in Wanted Dead or Alive? I think that was Wanted Dead or Alive.
Uh-huh.
You know, I always like James Caan and what was that one? Not El Diablo, but the one.
El Dorado?
El Dorado, where James Caan had that little short shotgun. He was Louisiana, I think his name was in that show. I forget. He wore the top hat.
Wasn't El Dorado then.
Must have been, it was James Caan.
I don't remember that.
Real Lobo? Might have been Real Lobo.
That was Dean Martin and John Wayne.
Yeah, but there was, and then, oh, that's right, because Ricky Nelson was in that one singing.
That's right, yeah.
That's right, yeah. But anyway, the one where he had the little sawed-off shotgun because he couldn't shoot him a handgun. So they gave him a little shotgun. You could do that with they make these little lever action guns that are shotguns now, so they're pretty cool.
Oh, do they really?
But yeah, there's a lot of stuff like this out there. So, but lever action guns have just come on like mad. And right on one of the first displays you see when you walk into Williams, if you turn to the right, you're gonna look out, and they had a beautiful Marlin Trapper Series 44 Magnum hanging right there, gray. It's exactly like the one we got in the raffle for sale.
All right.
We're selling it. We're giving it away in the raffle. That $1,200 or $1,300 gun, beautiful gun. And the fit and finish on these things are phenomenal. Marlin has come back so strong now that they are owned by Ruger. So they have just, I think they're making the finest looking Marlins ever now through the Ruger Corporation. It blows me away how good these things are. The finish, the stock colors, the stainless steel finishes, they're just wonderful. Now, they've got four different lines in Ruger guns right now. They're not Ruger guns. They're Marlins by Ruger. They've got what's called the Dark Series. Now, the Dark Series is the tactical-looking ones. Mm-hmm. They are... It's
lever action?
A lever action. Like you left it in the closet with John Wick, and that's how it came out. You know what I'm saying? So, and it is a popular thing now. These things are amazing. They got M-Lock 4 ends, just like AR-15s have. They've got fiber optic sights. They've got all kinds of sight options. They've got Picatinny rails down the top of them. They've got skeletonized stocks. They've got modular-looking levers. It's called the Dark Series. You know, it's like that's pretty smooth. That's a cool name. Very, very tactical, and a lot of them come with fiber optic sights. Well, these Dark Series from Marlin are they're really, really cool guns, and they are in high demand. They don't get them for long in the stores. They are like there and they're gone. So if you see one and you want it, you got to put it in layaway right away or buy it. You know, bite the bullet and buy it. Now, what I like, the next series I'm going to talk about is the Trapper series. These are, they're in 357, 4570, 44 Magnum, and 30-30s. And they are beautiful. They're stainless steel. They've got gray wood. They've got really good recoil pads on them. The finish, the sights, the sighting platforms. There's several different sighting platforms. And if you take a look at our raffle, you'll see one of them under the third prize is one of these guns. And they are just beautiful. And they are always on display. And that's how I saw it the first time. They're vertical. They're stood up vertically. And then there's one horizontal, and it's the show off. And there it is. It's just absolutely perfect. And the gray finish, the look, everything about them is just awesome. So you'll be very happy if you get a hold of one of these. And they run between $1,100 and $1,300, basically. Maybe a little more on the 4570. Now, the Guide Series guns are 357, 44 Magnum, and 4570. These are really cool, kind of like almost backpacker size, very similar to the Trapper, but these are blued steel with wood, with a standard-looking wood, but they're laminated wood stocks. And then they have the Classic Series, which is your traditional Marlins. Very, very good-looking guns. 44 Magnum, 357, and 3030. Checkered stocks, bluing, just like you'd expect from a classic Marlin lever-action rifle. So now these Marlins, what I always liked about Marlins is they side eject. They don't eject out the top like a Winchester. Although I like my Winchesters, but I've always liked the sturdiness and the strength of a Marlin. And they are classic. I think they're beautiful. And they was my first deer hunting rifle, so I have a fondness for them that goes way, way back. I love my Marlins that I have, and I always look at new ones. And whenever I can include them in a raffle like I have with our Tommy's Heart raffle, I do so. If you're wanting to get some raffle tickets, they're going to be some available at Williams Gun Sight, and they'll be selling them right at the counter. And we also have them at Wins Electrical Supply. We got them all over town.
You printed 4,000, you got 3,200 sold.
Yeah.
There's not many left.
There's not many left. There's only 800 left to sell, so they'll probably go this week. So by the 1st of August, we might be out, but there's such a demand for them. I might have to print more. I'm not sure yet, but right now I'd say get them if you can. But all over the place. Even Signs by Craney has them. Tim from Tri-County Roofing's got a bunch. Lots of great folks out there selling tickets for us, so we appreciate it so much. Wins Electrical Supply has just sold a ton of them. They've been doing great for us, so we appreciate it. So if I were to compare the original Marlins to these new Marlins, I would have to say that they're as good or better than they ever were. And there was a couple of years there where Remington actually owned Marlin, and the quality was not there. It was not a pretty gun. And those guns, unfortunately, suffer. They might go up in value 40 years from now, but for right now, the value of those guns suffers, where the value of the good Marlins, these JM Marlins and the new ones, the Ruger Marlins, are really, really going up. So hopefully you got yours. We're going to talk more lever action guns. There's so many people.
Oh, we're going to talk more about guns in the next segment?
Yeah, if it's okay with you.
Lever action?
You just keep filling out raffle tickets here, mister.
I'm getting about halfway through now.
Well, I'll make more.
We'll be back.
Thank you.
It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.